Tahir Saeed is from Pakistan's Department of Historical and Cultural Heritage. He's part of the team that will bring nearly 20 treasures from Pakistan to China for the three-month-long exhibition. He will also be attending the Conference on Dialogue of Asian Civilizations, which will be held in Beijing. Dr. Saeed said the works that will go on display include pottery and sculpture carefully selected to cover a long period of history.
We are going to bring China 19 very important artifacts from Islamabad Museum, which depicts the history of Pakistan from Neolithic period to Islamic period, including Buddhist art of Gandhara. This exhibition of antiquities will present the most striking and amazing feature of Neolithic period of Pakistan, which is about 7000 BC, and which later on in emergence of the world-known civilization of Indus Valley civilization. This civilization was developed during the 3rd millennium BC.
Dr. Saeed said that cultural exchanges between China and Pakistan date back to the Kushan Empire, one of the major powers in Asia around 2,000 years ago. He said that it was with the support of the Kushan Empire that Buddhist culture was introduced to China from Gandhara, an ancient region in part of eastern Afghanistan. Hundreds of Chinese Buddhists headed to the birthplace of the Buddhism over the following millennium. Among them is the preeminent Tang Dynasty Buddhist monk Xuanzang, who recorded his journey to Pakistan in his book, Journey from the Great Tang to the Western Regions. Dr. Saeed said the upcoming exhibition offers valuable insights into the cultural communications between the two countries.
They contain vital information about the social and political conditions in South Asia. You can see that the socio-economical condition was also depicted in these writings. And the kingdom situated in the routes between China and India. Then there is another important thing that thirdly, they offer remarkable insights into cross-cultural perceptions and interactions. And Leung's work, the records of the western regions visited during the Great Tang Dynasty, his work is significant both as an account of religious pilgrimage and as a historical record of foreign states and societies neighboring Tang China.
And he believes that the highly anticipated conference in Beijing will help to enhance cooperation among Asian countries in the field of culture and art.
I consider that this is a very important opportunity which is being provided by the Chinese government to all Asian countries to meet together and to develop and to promote the existing cultural cooperation with each other. The Belt and Road Initiative is in fact continuation of the ancient cultural interaction between different civilizations has been envisaged from the, you know, the Great Silk Road. Still, this platform provided during this conference will, I think, certainly bring Asian countries more closer and will ultimately promote cooperation.
The Conference on Dialogue of Asian Civilizations will open on May the 15th. Alongside the main conference, a range of activities will be on offer to help members of the general public to better understand the diverse culture of the region. For CRI, this is Guo Yan.